I like him not,
nor stands it safe with us to let his madness reign. Therefore, prepare you. I, your commission, will forthwith dispatch, and he to England shall along with you. The terms of our estate may not endure hazard so near as this doth hourly grow out of his brawl.
We will ourselves provide. Most holy and religious fear it is to keep those many, many bodies safe that live and feed upon your majesty.
The single and peculiar life is bound with all the strength and armor of the mind to keep itself from noise. But much more that spirit upon whose will depends and rests the lives of many. Recessive majesty dies not alone, but like a gulf doth draw what's near it, with it. Oh, it is a mercy wheel fixed on the summit of the highest mount, to whose huge spokes 10,000 lesser things are mortised and adjoin, which when it falls, each small annexment, petty consequence, attends the boisterous ruin. Never alone did the king sigh, but with a general groan.
Armil, I pray you to this speedy voyage, for we will fetters put about this fear, which now goes too free-footed.
We will haste us.
My lord, he's going to his mother's closet. Behind the arras, I'll convey myself to hear the process. I warrant she'll tax him home, and as you said, and wisely was it said, 'tis meet that some more audience than a mother, since nature makes them partial, should o'er hear the speech of vantage. Fare you well, my liege. I'll call upon you ere you go to bed and tell you what I know.
Thanks, dear my lord. All my offence is rank. It smells to heaven. It hath the primal eldest curse upon it. A brother's murder. Pray can I not, O inclination be as sharp as wheel, my stronger guilt defeats my strong intent. And like a man to double business bound, I stand in pause where I shall first begin, and both neglect. What if this cursed hand were thicker than itself with brother's blood? Is there not rain enough in the sweet heavens to wash it white as snow? Where to serve mercy, but to confront the visage of offense? And what's in prayer, but this twofold force, to be forestalled ere we come to fall, or pardoned being down? And I look up. My fault is past. But oh, what form of prayer can serve my turn? Forgive me my foul murder. That cannot be, since I am still possessed of those effects for which I did the murder. My crown, my own ambition, and my queen. May one be pardoned and retain the offense? In the corrupted currents of this world, offense's gilded hand may shun by justice, and oft is seen the wicked prize itself buys out the law. But 'tis not so above. There is no shuffling. There the action lies in his true nature. We ourselves compelled, even to the teeth and forehead of our force, to give in evidence. But then, what rests? Try what repentance can. What can it not? Yet what can it, when one cannot repent? Oh, wretched state. Oh, bosom black as death. Oh, limed soul, that struggling to be free art more engaged. Help, angels. Make us a bow, stubborn knees, and heart with strings of steel, be soft as sinews of the newborn babe.
So goes to heaven. And so am I revenged. That would be scanned. A villain kills my father, and for that I, his sole son, do this same villain send to heaven. Why, this is bait and salary, not revenge. I took my father grossly, full of bread, with all his crimes broad blown, as flush as May, and how his audit stands, who knows, save heaven. But in our circumstance and course of thought is heavy with him. Am I then revenged to take him the purging of his soul when he is fit and seasoned for his passage? No. Up, sword, and know thou a more horrid head. When he is drunk asleep, or in his rage, or in the incestuous pleasure of his bed, a game, a swearing, or about some act that has no relish of salvation in it, then trip him that his heels may kick at heaven, and that his soul may be as damned and black as hell whereto it goes. My mother stays. This physic that prolongs thy sickly days.
My words high up, my thoughts remain below. Words without thoughts never to heaven go.